Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to receive your word with understanding, oh God, revelation and knowledge, oh God, and wisdom to apply to our daily lives that we may live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, Father. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll move mighty on the mind today, oh God, bringing healing, bringing deliverance, oh God, bringing revelation, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray that you will continue to strengthen us, Father God, in your might, oh God. Lord, we pray right now, Lord God, that I'll be filled with your spirit, oh God, your Holy Spirit, oh God, that we'll walk according to your counsel, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we love you and we need you. Lord, we come giving it all over to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we ask that you would just have your way, Father. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you, Lord, for new mercy and new grace. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for saving us. Oh, Lord, you didn't have to do it, but you did, and we thank you. Have your way, God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way right now on this line. It's all about you. It's not about us, oh God. It's about what you are doing in us, oh God. And all. And all that you would have for us to do. We come to receive right now in the teachings that are going to go forth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be with you. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to our Lead Lessons here this Saturday, May 15th. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You all, I'm coming on. I'm just sitting and doing a little something. I'm right here. We thank God for this opportunity to be here. Amen. Can y'all, hold on, let's see if y'all can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Heard you the whole while.
Amen. Well,
amen.
We thank God. We thank God for this opportunity,
you
all. This Saturday, I did not want to cancel the lesson today because we have a play today and I have a lot to do. And I want to stay in position with God has me to do at the same time that I have people get on and say, hey, what's going on? And but we're here.
Amen.
We've been studying about angels and, you know, answer questions and just getting knowledge and understanding what the Bible's saying versus what the world is trying to tell us about angels and, you know, the breakdown of scripture.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a lot of time today, but we definitely wanted to get on here. And what I don't want to do is break up the lesson. With just a little bit of time, I don't like to do things rushed, you know, rushed, trying to do this, trying to hurry up and go here, do this, and do that. So I want to talk a little bit about, we're going to pick up on that lesson next week, but I do want to talk about for the next 10 or 15 minutes as I get out of here, you all, just kind of about the complete answers of the Bible.
Amen.
Many of us have so many questions about the Bible, just really having an understanding what things mean. You know, we can just have an understanding, reading it with no understanding. It's just almost like not reading at all. You know, you have a memory of what the scripture says, but not understanding what the scripture is saying. So you're quoting something that you don't even understand. But, you know, to have that revelation and knowledge of it. Now, when you quote it, there's understanding. There's a deliverance that takes place. Amen. There's a freedom that comes when we have an understanding of the scripture and not just reading and being confused. Like, what was that more than just saying, oh, I read the Bible? You know, it's more to just reading the Bible, reading with no understanding.
Yeah.
It's just like not reading at all. It's like, yeah, I read it, but I really don't understand. What is it saying? What they mean by that.
Yeah.
The good thing, I'll tell you all, is, you know, getting a dictionary, but then understanding how to apply what you read. How does that apply to me? You know, what does that mean? You know, how do I go about that? How does that affect me? And how do I pray prophetic prayers? There's just so many questions that we have, you know, what about sins of omission and sins of commission? What does that mean? We hear it, but what does that mean? You know, what is it based on? What is a fervent prayer? You hear that but don't understand. So you have people just quoting scripture without having any understanding, not having any knowledge of it, and not knowing how to apply it to our life. So that's very important. So I do want to talk about that briefly here today. And then next week we'll pick back up on our angels, you know, understanding or never the answers to the questions. Last week we talked about that, the questions and the answers about it. Some people are not on today because they're preparing for graduations. And like I said, we have a play today. But what I do want to talk about here is what is the biblical definition of faith? Because we always say about keep the faith. Do you have the faith? You know, walk in faith. Walk by faith and not by sight. And understanding that. So the shield of faith you all described by Apostle Paul in his letter to the Ephesians Christians is of paramount importance to believers because it is the grace so with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Amen? According to the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Sister Bill, if you have your Bible with you, can you go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16 for me?
What is that? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Oh, man.
16,
It said, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16, it said, in your feet show with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Amen. Amen. So here in Scripture, we see this here. So understand, y'all, this is not an uncertain promise. Rather, it is divine assurance that faith equips us to escape the very extremities of evil. Amen? But what is faith? But what is faith? First, the Bible defines faith as being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. You see the Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. So the biblical faith, you all, is a channel of living trust and assurance that stretches from man to God. But moreover, it is the object of faith that renders faith faithful. So faith is the assurance, you all, that God's promises will never fail. Even if sometimes we do not experience their full fulfillment during our mortal existence, Hebrews chapter 11 underscores the fact that we trust God to fulfill his promises for the future, the unseen, based on what he has already fulfilled in the past. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So our faith is not blind, but based squarely on God's proven faithfulness. So finally, the faith that it serves to protect us is spiritual warfare. It's not to be confused with mere knowledge. So millions worldwide believe in the trustworthiness of Billy Graham. We know Billy Graham when he was alive. You know, I mean, millions and hundreds of thousands of people, they follow him on TV or wherever he went. So we heard of him proclaiming the good news on television and yet did not believe that his message corresponds to reality. So they have the knowledge that it takes to be saved but don't have saving faith. So it's one thing to have knowledge of, but don't have it. You don't have it. It's not rooted in you of saving faith. So others hear the message and agree that it corresponds to reality, but due to the hardness of their hearts, do not bow. Rather, like the demons, they continue to live in fearful anticipation of the judgment to come. When we look at, if you go to the book of James, Sister Dilla, chapter 2, verse 19. Amen.
Okay.
If you can read that for us.
James chapter 2, verse 19. It say, thou believest that there is one God, thou does it well, the devil also believe and tremble.
Amen. Amen. So even here, the demons, they believe. But, you know, somehow, have what scripture describes as a genuine justifying faith. You are justifying faith. A faith not only knows about the gospel and agrees that its content corresponds to reality, but a faith by which they are transformed, that we are transformed. Like in the book of Job, Job had the type of faith, you all. In the book of Job 13 and 15, he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. So no matter what he went through, no matter what we go through, what's being said, what's being done, we still trust God. Even the time we're praying and we feel like our prayers are not being answered and we wonder how long, we still trust God. We still trust God. Amen. Amen. So, like I said, I don't want to, I'm not going to be on long today. Y'all, please forgive me, please. I'm trying to do a lot at one time here. But not putting God's work last, you know, making sure I get on hand, be in the, stand in the gap and be in position for all that need me. And just want to wrap up here. If you all have any questions or comments, Sister Dilla, I'll start with you and then Minister Learn.
No, I don't have any. I'll wait. No, I don't have any. I'll just ignore that. God bless.
Okay, God bless you too.
Amen.
All right, Mr. Lang, go ahead.
Yes, I just want to say about faith, that the shield of faith that we put up when we put on the armor of God, it quenches the fiery darts of the wicked. So it's so important every day to time with God, because when we go out and go in places, the enemy tries to attack. We need that shield of faith up to block that.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That is true. We have to have that. It's important that we put on the full armor, God. The full armor, which covers us from the head down to our feet, the word of God. You know, and that's why it's so important to have an understanding of the word of God, so we know, how do I do that? You know, for some that don't know, you say that to them, how do I put on the full armor, God? And what does that look like? And, you know, we're going to have a class where we really break that down. We talked about it before in one of our lessons. When we were talking about, we were understanding pulling down strongholds and deliverance and spiritual warfare. So we'll have that class again so that people can understand that are coming in now what that means to put on the full armor of God so that you can withstand in the evil day, and having the faith to do so, having the faith to put it on and knowing that it works. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Can you hear me, Brother Lauren? Amen. Just want to make sure that sometimes these lines are accurate. Amen. How are you all? I thank y'all for being understanding for today. We normally are here about 30 to 45 minutes, but I got to get out and get things ready for the play, since I'm the producer, the director, and the star in the play. So we're going to get down and ease down the road. Brother Lynn, I'll see your mother today. She's going to be at the play.
Okay, good.
Yes, I always look forward to seeing her. She always has such a big smile on her face, and she's always... I don't remember missing too many plays over the last 10 years. And so I just thank God for she's always been in support. Yeah, she's been there for a long time. Everywhere I met, she shows up, whether it's in a church, whether it's in a theater, she always come out of support. It can be my birthday. She's always in support. And me and your sister have the same birthday. We're born the same year and day. And she's always there. Thank God for me. I thank God for you as well, Minister, and my mother, and everyone else that's on today that are listening on today via social media or via internet. God bless you. God keep you. You are praying. You know, pray for us today. We have to pray for God's protection, God's blessing and favor on the play today, the holding tape, all the attendants, the performer. Every audience member, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, as we stand in your word, Father God, decree and declare that we have faith beyond the side of a mustard seed, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you are with us, Lord God, that you never leave us, nor forsake us, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for your word. You sent your word from flesh and live amongst us, which is your son, that you send your only begotten son in favor, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you. But right now, because greater is in us, and we can decree and declare victory right now over every situation concerning and us and our family members and loved ones in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that every power of God has been sent our way, and we send it back to the sender right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because you've given us the power and the authority to do so, and we use that power and authority. We pick it up and we use it today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we declare the fact that we are healed. Our family is healed. Everything in our bloodline is healed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and everything that rises up against us, Jesus, you shall condemn. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you increase us in strength. Lord, increase us, oh God, the favor and blessing that comes from you, oh God. Increase us in revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word, oh God, and who you are. Increase us, oh God, to walk according to your way and will and purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Increase our faith and receive a miracle right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, don't we leave this so calm, but never your presence. We thank you that you're willing to come out, that you go before us preparing the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We put the blood of Jesus Christ over all that we receive on today, on this right, this leading and teaching them in by the Holy Spirit of the living God. We thank you. We put the blood of Jesus Christ to our family members, our homes, all that we have, and all that we will have. And we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ, that hallelujah, that we are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you in your walk. Hallelujah. God bless y'all. Y'all enjoy the rest of your Saturday. And I'll see y'all at church on Sunday morning. Amen.
Amen.
Have a good one and
enjoy
the village. Amen.
Love
you.
Hi.
Love you too. God bless
you. See
you later. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever so.